Welcome to Alphabet Flight, Encyclopedic Marvel Journey, where I go through official handbook of the Marvel Universe with the guests. We talk about all the characters we know and love and have forgotten as well. My name is Art, and with me today is a person who has a brother, and they like to do like fun little outfit things. It's Perry.
How did you know that me and my brother still play Batman and Robin on a weekly basis?
God.
Look, okay, all right, let's give a little peek behind the curtain, why don't we?
Listener, Perry caused me to have a borderline migraine out of nowhere, but I'm very determined to get you this content out on time. So...
I've been holding Art at gunpoint for the past 45 minutes saying we gotta get content done. The people need it. You know,
the people need it. We're not even getting paid for this. You're actually actively losing money on this. God.
Man, it just we're swinging for the fences, and they're about 100 yards further away than they normally are. So,
well, we're talking about the Brothers Grimm today.
Not Surly and Pearly or whatever their names are, right? Like, not the actual Brothers Grimm.
Sure.
Am I helping or hurting your cause right now?
I think you're actively hurting me.
Yeah. Every
don't
time.
Don't look at that yet. Okay. Do you know anything about the Brothers Grimm? And if you don't, what do you think they look like and what they are?
Well,
you know, that question I asked in way more eloquent way.
I know that they are well-renowned authors of fairy tales and folklore.
Some would say curators of folk tales.
Yeah, curator is probably a better term. But a lot of what they put together became Disney classics, but much less horrific, I suppose, than the original writings. But
did you know what did they wear? What did the costumes look like?
I don't freaking know, man. I'm lost.
Okay, just look up a picture of the Brothers Grimm. I'm not going to show you, but they have pirate boots.
Oh, look at that!
They have pirate boots.
They do have pirate boots.
They have like
they've got Dracula collars.
I was going to get to that. They do have. I'm that, sorry. But they have like a blue like bodysuit with like a red leotard over, but it does have Dracula collars, and they have like goofy little skull motifs as a mask. And it's a full cowl type thing as well. You don't see what they look like.
Yeah. I feel like goofy is a really appropriate way of describing their appearance.
And you would say, oh, Brothers Grimm. It's because like there's, how many were there?
Is Brothers Grimm like attorneys general?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they're both a Grimm brother. Yeah. Okay. I don't know how else to say that.
Well, I don't either.
You know, if there's a group of people with the same name, but there's more than one of them, you know.
Yeah.
Our real names is Nathan Dolly. That's the first one. And then Barton and Percival Grime. Alias, and this is Dolly, Brother Grimm, and Jake/Jacob and William Dolly, Mr. Dahl, Mr. Payne, the Grimeses, Brothers Grimm, or Brother Grimm. Both are publicly known. Dolly was a professional criminal and also megalomaniac, former arts and curios dealer. And Grimes is that the Grimeses were professional criminals, former realtors.
The worst kind of villain you can be.
Just real bad. I never made a new card.
I did. Bingo. Has or had an actual job or slash life outside of superpowers. Has a criminal record. And multiple aliases.
So bad. Okay. I have a bad card. Okay. Place of birth for Dolly is unrevealed, but the Grimes is. It's Fresno, California. Known relatives for Dolly was Priscilla Dolly, Madame Doll, quote-unquote, his wife, dead. And the Grimeses has dead parents. Group affiliations. Dolly had the pyrotechnics, and the Grimeses were part of Hood's Army, formerly Night Shift, Grime and Grime Inc. And,
hang in there.
God damn. You're not getting... I'm not giving you my 100%. I'm going to be real honest with you, people. You're not getting it. You're getting like 70%, probably.
Roughly.
Yeah. You're getting a good D plus from me, at best. So, I put the thing in the thing. But they first showed up in Spider-Woman issue number 3 in June 1978. The Peril of Brother Grimm. And, you have Brother... Is this a gigantism or the opposite of gigantism?
Dwarfism?
No, that's not it.
Then I don't know.
That's the other thing. When you make something small, miniaturization, that's it. But we have a big Brother Grimm and a little Spider-Woman sitting, standing, and she's like, and there's cover copy. His name is Brother Grimm, and he will be the death of Spider-Woman.
Wait,
I have the perfect thing to play. The death of Spider-Woman!
I almost peed my pants. It was so loud. It was so loud.
It's a little loud. You know what? I'm angry. It's a little loud. I'm going to turn that down a little bit.
Okie doke. All right. All right.
Okay, all right. Wait. The death of Spider-Woman.
Ah.
That's a more vengeful sound.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. This is an okay cover, I guess. I don't know.
Whatever.
The whole, like, villain being big and the heroes being small and reacting is kind of a trope.
It's trope-ish.
Yep. So, behaving in a somewhat comedic fashion, the Brothers Grimm's history is steeped in black magic.
Ooh.
A world traveler dealing in curios and art objects. Nathan Dolly always sent his wife, Priscilla, a doll during his trips. Once in Africa, he befriended a witch doctor, then stole an extraordinary doll that he could reshape into likeness of others and cause the person excruciating pain by touching that doll in various places. I imagine just like just poking people's eyes. Like, ah! My eye!
Crap!
By taking the alias of Mr. Doll, which he was also referred to as Mr. Pain, he used the talisman to gain wealth by forcing others to surrender their fortunes to him. After he forced a wealthy steel tycoon, Charlton Carter to legally sign over his business, charter deals with associate Tony Stark's were terminated, prompting Stark to investigate. Dolly swiftly reshaped the doll to mimic Iron Man, then drove him away in agony. After which, Dolly set his sight on his fourth victim, wealthy munitions manufacturer Tony Stark. Oh, little did he know! Meanwhile, Stark redesigned his armor into a lighter red-gold form and confronted Dolly anew. But then, he just changed his doll to look like his new armor and poked it. But he was defeated again. Stark then designed a device that could reshape Dolly's talisman and then use it to transform the talisman to mimic Mr. Doll's. What? Okay, what?
I don't know.
Okay, then the shock Dolly dropped the doll, and then he was knocked out, and then Dolly was stripped of his talisman and arrested, and then coerced. The coerced transfers were reversed. I have a question.
Okay.
How did he make a device that would reshape the talisman while being held by Mr. Doll?
I don't know.
Like, how?
I have no idea. Because,
like, I imagine he's using his hands. I imagine there needs to be some physical adjustment. I don't think, like, nanobots were a thing in the 70s.
They might have been.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, like, I feel like nanobots came up in, like, the 80s, but not the 70s.
Yeah.
But, like, I just want to see what the device was. Because, like, it would have to be, like, while Mr. Doll was holding it, right? Because otherwise he would be shocked and dropped it.
Yeah.
I'm just real confused. I don't understand. I feel like that counts for glosses over complicated concepts.
It sounds like it.
Upon release, Dolly sought another doll to gain the powers he craved. In the Balkans, he chanced among an old toy maker, Diego Maximoff.
Ooh.
Using wood from Mount Wundagore, which had been infused with the magic of the elder god Chthon, Maximoff created small death effigies, which could be brought to life by one own spirits. He took two of these effigies, not realizing the danger of having the dolls. His life essence was split and drawn into both dolls, leaving his body a breath of life. With no way of reversing the process, he then mailed the dolls themselves to his wife in Los Angeles. Nathan Dolly then researched the occult until he discovered a way he could transfer his life essences to life-size mannequins, which also gained powers. What? Okay. Priscilla Dolly, desiring children, fabricated identities and passed for the two mannequins, Jake and William, and they began to believe that they were her children and that Nathan's spirits were still trapped in the doll. Perhaps to indulge Priscilla, Nathan... What? No. What? No. I don't like this. Okay.
It sounds like you love it.
I don't like it. Okay, perhaps to indulge Priscilla, Nathan played along as if he guided her to find a new host body for him. William Dolly worked for the toy company Pyrotechnics at the same time as a scientist, Jonathan Drew, who bombarded the dollies for a time. Who boarded with the dollies. Okay, I thought it was just like, bombarded with what? But no. boarded with the dollies for a time. At some point, wearing the costumes pattern after the effigies, as the Brothers Grimm, or Brother Grimm when they're acting solo, Nathan committed some crimes and acts of mayhem. Like, he would do things like eat all the cookies and then put the empty box back in the shelf. That's an act of mayhem, for sure. I think if you do that, you should go to jail. I'm a prison abolitionist, but not if you trick me into believing I have treats when I don't have them. Sometime later, the Brothers Grimm individually ran afoul of Spider-Woman, who was investigating her father Jonathan's death on several occasions. She assumed that there is only one Brother Grimm. In addition, Jessica Drew and her companion Magnus, a sorcerer who had possessed Jonathan Drew decades ago, boarded at the Dolly's house. After Drew happened upon the smaller Brother Grimm effigies in one of Priscilla's drawers, after Priscilla realized Magnus's powers, a Brother Grimm led Spider-Woman and her ally Shield Jerry Hunt to the Dolly-owned Playhouse Theater, where he captured and restrained both of them. If you want to talk complicated, just Spider-Woman in general. I'm not going to enjoy that one. Especially when they're going to start with presumed to be a mutated spider at the beginning. Because she was presumed to be a mutated spider. She was a Hydra agent at first. And then, like, they depowered her and turned her into a detective at one point as well. Yeah. let's see. But, yeah, so they were... Jerry Hunt and Jessica Drew were... What? Oh, they were led to the Playhouse Theater, where he was captured and restrained by both. Magnus sensed the danger and was traveled to the playhouse, where Priscilla, calling herself Madame Doll, threatened Spider-Woman to come to Corus. Magnus used his magical powers to transfer Nathan's spirits to the miniature brother Grimm dolls and into Hunt. However, Magnus, correctly deducing the brother Grimm's true nature, signaled to Spider-Woman to disrupt the process, subduing Madam Doll and knocking Jerry Hunt out of the ceremonial pentagram. Nathan's spirit was released from the full-size Brothers Grimm, but found the Hunt's pentagram empty, and Magnus prevented Nathan's spirits from re-entering the mannequins, the Brothers Grimm. And without a body, the spirit just kind of fizzled out, you know? It's like when you just spray something in the air, it kind of disappears. That's what happened.
Okay. Yeah. Glosses over complicated concept, check.
Yeah, yep. See, this entry could either use less or more explanation. I don't know which, but they're not hitting the right zone. Oh, God, okay. Well, a delusional Priscilla was then hospitalized, still believing her children were alive, and she reportedly died soon after. That should be where it ends, right? Well, you probably weren't listening when you heard me talk about a second group of people, of brothers, Brothers Grimm.
Yeah, my brain kind of shut off for a second there.
Yeah. Many months later, after the dilapidated Playhouse Theater contained the Brothers Grimm costumes and life-size mannequins, which was purchased by Percy and Barton Grimes, who inherited their parents' realty company, planning to convert the Playhouse into an X-rated movie theater. Why that specifically?
I don't know.
I guess it works. I guess whatever. The Grimm brothers found the inert Brother Grimm mannequins and discovered their costumes somehow retain Nathan's conjuring powers. They just put on the costumes for some reason, and they're realtors by day and criminals by night. You know, it's the very common pair of things people do. Their 9 to 5 was selling property. They're 5 to 9 doing crime. The Grimm brothers, they just wanted to test their powers. And they went into New York and fought against Sam Wilson and Power Man and Iron Fist. Back in L.A., they twice bested the new Iron Man, Jim Rhodes, while taking vengeance on rival businessman Winston and Grodzki. However, having heard one of them mistakenly call themselves the Grimm brothers, Tony found them, and then they got arrested. Tony Stark was just like, what? They called themselves the Grimm brothers?
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. Escaping, the Grimm brothers joined the LA-based night shift criminal gang. Unknown to the gang, their leader was the Shroud, was actually like a good guy posing as a crime guy to infiltrate the underworld. So the night shift mostly preyed on other criminals. They sometimes had conflicts with heroes like Captain America and the Avengers. When Crossfire placed a bounty on Hawkeye's arm, the brothers was part of a small army, which tried to collect the award, but was defeated by Hawkeye, Mockingbird, and Trickshot. Later, the Wizard manipulated brothers into battling Spider-Man as part of his acts of vengeance. But Spider-Man, he gained the cosmic power Unipower, and then just like, stop it. And then they had to, because,
Oh, hey, man. This is a rough one.
I don't know what's going on. I'm so lost.
They're not explaining anything.
And I've tried. I've tried so hard. And I don't know what's happening.
Why was the wizard? Okay, first off, the wizard. He doesn't do magic. Wizard. He uses anti-grav tech.
Not a wizard, the wizard. Sorry.
Well, there was a wizard earlier.
Does it really
matter? He went by Magnus, aka also the thing that Magneto goes by. So that's fun.
I think I am also getting that headache.
This is just also like not. I don't want to say the entry is not well put together because it's obviously Gate giving the. There's just not enough there.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we need to. I feel like we need heavy footnotes for this one. And we just don't have them.
No. No.
Yeah. Ugh. So, soon after, Chameleon employed them alongside with Goliath, Gravitron, Tatiana, and Trapster to assassinate now regularly powered Spider-Man. After the criminals' apparent success, the Chameleon stiffed them of their fees, escaped, and tricked them into seeking vengeance against a seeming business partner, the Kingpin. Recovering, Spider-Man manipulated the criminal assaults against their teammates, and then they were defeated. The night shift eventually split up with the Shroud to find an actual criminal leader.
Yeah.
The new hangman who was against the Avengers, who led them against the Avengers, and tricked them into serving the Hell Lord Satanish in exchange for fame and enhanced powers. But the night shift turned against the hangman and Satanish after learning the bargain would cost them their souls. Captured by the Avengers, the brothers escaped in time to attend the Absorbing Man's and Titiana's wedding. You want to talk about, couple goals, Absorbing Man and Titiana. They're just like real good couple. Everyone should look up to them. Recaptured and imprisoned in a raft, they escaped during the mass breakout that sparked by Electro. Following by default, the neophyte hero Armory. Following by defeat by the neophyte hero Armory, they joined the Hood's massive supervillain mob. Oh, God. There's a lot in that. I don't know if I even explain all of it, too. Like, it's getting to the really weird parts of Marvel, yeah. Which I, like, I'd skip in all of their, like, height and stuff like that, because there's too many of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's fine.
So as Brothers Grimm, they can conjure, like, novelty items described as comedic plot. They have, like, Toon Force powers, basically. They can just, like, oh, look, a hammer! Bark, bark! You know, type thing. Mm-hmm. They appear as if by sleight of hand and often limited to be... Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of stuff here.
There's a lot of stuff, but somehow I still didn't get a bingo.
Yeah. They just, like, imagine the, like, goofy toon stuff that might, some toon character might pull out. Like, they can make soups that eat through steel and hammers and gold bars filled with stuff and things. Like, they just have goofy powers.
So descriptive.
I know. I don't want to describe it. It's a lot. they're just listing a bunch of other stuff. They also use five-pointed stars, crescent moons, flying carpets. Like, I don't know. Just imagine a bunch of goofy cartoon stuff, and that's what they use. Why are people asking me things? Why am I doing this?
Wow. Wow. Once again, it's my fault.
It's your fault. Yes, exactly. Sometimes they just, like, can seemingly vanish in, like, puffs of smoke. Percy, they were unsure of himself, doubtful and hesitant, and Barton was bold, cocksure, and adventurous. So one of them, but the suits, like, amplified their, like, attitudes and stuff, so one would be like, I don't know, ooh-woo. I can't do this. And the other one would be like, just, you know, swinging his thing around like he's a Chad, a Giga Chad or something.
What is this podcast?
I don't know.
What's happened?
Don't do podcasts when you have a borderline migraine. That's it.
Are we doing trivia?
They both have moderate skills as businessmen.
Oh, you're still.
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Hey, did you remember anything I just told you about?
What was Madame Dolly trying to do? What was her main thing?
I don't. Oh, she, like, made kids or something?
I don't know, really. Not what I was like looking for.
Okay.
So after Nathaniel's or Nathan's spirit was blended into those two mannequins, she was trying to do a spell to put those two spirits into a new body so she could have her husband back again. And that was what she was trying to do.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
Well.
You want to do your thing?
Yeah. My brain is just broken.
Mine is.
Just go follow the show at Alphabet Flight. Not on Twitter anymore, because can't have nice things. Support the show on Patreon. Please. Patreon.com/mybourbonpodcast. Or nope, that's mine. That's not yours. That's mine. Patreon.com/alphabetflight. I'm sorry, I was on autopilot there for a second. Come back next time. Leave a 5-star rating and review. Tell your friends about the show. And drink a lot of water.
Yeah, drink water. Yeah, that's a good thing to do. This may contradict you. Our next travels. Good night.
Good night.